With Bingle Car Insurance, get a quote online in just a few minutes. Hassle-free car insurance from Bingle, proud supporter of the Continuous Call team. Before buying insurance issued by Bingle Insurance, read the PDS at bingle.com.au to see if it's right for you.
A new album out today. It's called Glenn Shorrock Sings Little River Band. It features 10 of LRB's greatest hits. They've been reimagined by Glenn and the producer of the album, Steve Balby from Noiseworks. And the songs are terrific. Some you'll notice a subtle change, others a dramatic change. And we'll speak to Glenn shortly about the album and his career. But this is one of the classics on the album. Here's a little bit of Glenn Shorrock. A little taste of Hang On, Help Is On Its Way. Glenn Shorrock, good afternoon.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing you here in southeast Queensland, Byron Bay, of course, next Thursday night. But you're coming to Brizzy on Saturday, March 16 at the Hamilton Hotel. Twin Towns, of course, on Friday, March 15. This album out today, in fact. What was the trigger? What made you decide that you wanted to reinvent some of these classic LRB songs?
Well, I've got to know Steve Balby. He used to be bass player for Noiseworks, now is a producer now and an artist in his own right. And he was on my case a bit, saying, you know, why don't you go and revisit some of those old songs? You know, they're 40 years old now, and they could do maybe with a bit of refreshment. And I said, oh, really? Okay. You run with it, mate, and I'll be there. And he put the show together, as it were. We spent 2 days in the studio here in Sydney, and some of the players I knew, some of the players I didn't, and well, the result is really good. I'm really thrilled with it, and most people have heard it are very complimentary. I guess it's a bit of revenge, supposed to be taking my legacy back, perhaps that sort of thing. There is an irony attached to it as well. Stephen Housden, who now owns the name Little River Band, his brother, younger brother, Jack Housden, is playing on this record.
It's a sort of a full circle, isn't there? Yeah. I was. Were you wary at all of fiddling with songs that people know so well?
Yeah. I wasn't so much wary. I was just thinking, well, you know, why? You know, why would I want to touch something if it's not broke?
Mm.
And but you know, when I heard what we did, I was thrilled. Glenn Wheatley, you know, my ex manager with LRB, I played to them, and he said they're better than the original. So he was happy with it, and everybody else seems to be okay. But of course, the general public, you never know, do you? They'll say, oh no, you know, I prefer the original. So I'm quite prepared for that. I'm not expecting this to catapult me back up the charts, as it were, but I just like people to hear it and hear what I sound like these days.
Well, it's an interesting point you make there, because speaking to some other performers, I've also asked them about the fact that once you release a song, once a song is out there, you almost lose ownership of it, don't you? Because it becomes the audience's song to a certain extent, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and the audience deserved that. You know, they made it what it is. Really, you know, they bought it or pinched it.
Well, it's the soundtrack to our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, good songs are good songs. You know, I've never really sung the songs. You know, over 40 odd years now, I've never really sung them the same each night. There's always a slight difference that only I would know. You know,
right.
You know, I'd. I take a breath in a different place. I would put an inflection on a different syllable, little ways, you know, those sort of things. But we haven't messed with it too much, Mark. You know, we haven't. You know, the melody is the same and the lyrics are the same. And they're pretty good damn songs, so they stand up to a bit of interpretation.
Well, that was going to be my next question. They are pretty good damn songs. And when you revisit them, does that feeling even get reinforced more, the fact that after 40 years, they are pretty good damn songs?
Yeah, and there was the occasional time in the studio when I maybe was stretching out a little bit too far, and Steve said, "Oh no, get back, you know, get back to the melody. No, let's not get crazy here." So, you know, I was I'm probably a bit more adventurous in that way. If somebody gives me the green light to do that, you know, I'll give it a bash. But I'm not a John Farnham. You know, I'm not a gymnastic singer, shall we say. You know, I do pay attention to the original version, definitely.
10 tracks on the album. Who decided on the 10 and who decided on only 10? Was that you or Steve, or a collaboration there?
Yeah, a collaboration on that. But Steve really mapped out what I thought we could do. There were a couple of album tracks, but Steve wanted it to be up front, you know, the major well-known songs of LRB. He wanted them to be judged more than anything else. So, hey, as I say, There's room for another one, perhaps, you know?
Well, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. You look back, 30 million, over 30 million records sold, Glenn. Is there any stage in your career where you have looked back and reminisced, pardon the pun, and thought, wow, what a ride?
Oh, yeah. I often think about that, mate. Especially, you know, approaching how would I put this? Middle old age, my heritage period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, I never really thought when I was 18. Well, I did think when I was 18. I said to myself, I'd like to be doing this when I'm 50, and I'd like the respect of my peers. Well, I've achieved both of those goals. I'm way past 50, and my peers are still talking to me, so that's good.
But do you look back also and think and sort of understand the door that you opened for Australian artists in the United States in particular?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm aware of that, and I was aware of it at the time. You know, I'd had two bands who attempted the international market, Twilights and Axiom, both of whom failed because we went to England. It was different with LRB because, well, the material was more American sounding, I guess you'd say. And well, Glenn Wheatley was the real motivator behind that. It didn't happen overnight. You know, we opened for I remember we opened for Average White Band in a little college gig in Virginia. That was our first gig in America, and the power went down halfway through our set, and we had to wait till it was restored. We cranked it up again, and we got a standing ovation, and that was on the strength of It's a Long Way There being played on college radio and getting to about number 25 or something, and we looked at each other and said, "Oh, it's not too hard after all."
And then from there on, the word around college radio is very important over there, isn't it? A number of our Aussie bands have had hits on college radio, which has made that younger generation aware of them.
Yeah, it was. I guess still is, but it was for us in the beginning, and then it reached that huge market of AM and FM radio. People have to remember there are what, 2,000 radio stations around, and probably more. There's probably more now, you know, given community radio and whatever, 350 million people, that's a lot of people, you know. So, well, we were lucky enough to crack that market.
You mentioned the Twilights and Axiom. The things you learned from those two bands, did they help when you got together with LRB and Graham Gable and B. Birtles and everyone else?
Yeah, absolutely. I had already... I had already put my foot in the door here in Australia. And I've just been lucky enough to be alongside some great songwriters. And Terry Britton was the first one, and Brian Cove was the second one. Then I started writing some songs, and then I meet up with Bertel and Goebel, and you know, I've been able to sing some pretty good damn material over the years, and that's, I think, it's all down to a hit song and a hit song and a hit song.
You mentioned writing songs, Cool Change, which is on this album. It was named in the top 30 Australian songs of all time. Mm. What does that mean to you?
Oh, a bit like winning the 100 yards at school. I never did win anything in school. So, yeah, I'm very proud of those sort of rewards. You know, I've been lucky enough to be in the ARIA Hall of Fame twice. And, well, who knows, maybe the Twilights and Axiom will be inducted.
Well, there's a wonderful argument for both of those two bands and what they helped, later on. There's no question about that.
And that would really chuff me if I could get four ARIA Hall of Famers. That'd be really good.
Well, that would be certainly unique. Glenn Shorrock sings Little River Band, as I mentioned, here in Brisbane on the 16th of March. The album is out today. We're going to hear another track here, Glenn, Reminiscing. I was speaking to you before we came on air. I love the Virgin version, I should say, that KD Lang did of this particular song. She has a wonderful voice. So here's a different interpretation of this. What's it like when you hear other outstanding artists singing some of your songs?
Oh, it's very complimentary. I wish I'd written this damn thing. I always saw the jazz in it. I always felt it could suit a jazz trio, and that's what I've tried to do on this version. Here it is, one of Graham Goebel's finest songs, approaching 5.5 million airplays in America as we speak. The most played American song, and here's my latest version of it. This is called Reminiscing.
Friday night, it was late. I was walking you to the gate. I was dreaming of the night. Would it turn out right? How to tell you, girl? I wanna build my world around you. I'm gonna tell you that it's true. I wanna make you understand. I'm talking about a lifetime plan. That's the way it began. We were hand in hand. Glenn Miller's band was better than before. We yelled and screamed for more. And the port of tunes,
night and day,
they made us dance across the room. It ended all too soon. And on the way back home, I promised you'd never be. Don't be late, I can hardly wait. I said to myself, when we're old, we'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the park, reminiscing. Walking you to your gate, I was dreaming of the night. Is it gonna turn out right? Now I see us roll on.
come along. Oh, the time we're missing, spending the hours reminiscing. Hurry, don't be late, I can hardly wait, I said to myself. When we're old, we'll go dancing in the dark, walking through that park, reminiscing, yeah. Reminiscing, yeah. Reminiscing, yeah. Said I'm reminiscing.